imagine that, okay, there has been a long term of vacation, something, they came back, now book four, sitting down, and you say, if there is an enemy for this, that enemy became Mumassal, Sarnegur under Sagar. He was cut in pieces, upside down, down to... Yes?
O Ziyad al-Haq, thou hast seen his state. God hath shown unto thee the answer to his evil actions.
Means, O my friend, you have seen this. I explained to the silly people how they do in that three books. Didn't I give you all the examples of this? You know why I don't like those people. They don't have that good hal. Do you remember? Right at the beginning you said, what I'm talking is about feeling that now, that sense of being here. Here he will repeat that word that Ziya will have to do the halu. You saw his heart and had introduced to you the consequence of his deeds. Whatever he did, God showed to you what happens to that. Means what? Means this is what you learn in those three books. What to do? And if you don't take it serious, it will not be serious. It will be just a story for you. And at the end of the day, you do it, and you are the active fellow in here. And you feel with your common sense, you understand when I talk about somebody who is not happy because of this or that and that. Yes?
Thy eye which beholds the invisible is a master seer, like the invisible. May this vision and gift not vanish from this world.
Means. Isn't it interesting? The first paragraph, I just asked the question, and you answered to none of them. You were supposed to know all of them. Because this is what we read in those three books. Here he's explaining it. Now he will say, do you remember we talked about the third eye, which could see the invisible, that stuff? That's what you have now, because right from the beginning up to here, I explained everything for you, so you see all those invisible fields of sacrifice and loving and giving and being patient and all that. Now you understand all of this, and in the rest of the path, you should increase that. You should not let that to be reduced. Because, yes?
If thou wilt here complete the story, which is the current coin of directly applicable to our present state, 'tis fitting. Leave the unworthy folk for the sake of the worthy. Bring the tale to the end and conduct it to the issue. If this story was not finished there in the third book, 'tis now the fourth volume. Set it out in order.
Means what? Translated, you see how simple it is. Okay, you know what? Right from the beginning, I said, this is the story of our time, right? And our heart. Now, I'll say, this is a story which was the real outcome of our effort. If you stop it here, it's possible. That means you don't need anything else. Leave the nobodies for somebodies and end this story. This is a story that we didn't finish it there. Now you could finish it. What was the story we started there? How to enrich yourself and turn, be ready to turn around, go back, right? Here he will say, okay, in this book, you could do that. Now you're ready. We told you this, Hisam al-Din, means this book. This book actually is what? If you want to try to explain this book, somebody would say, what is this book? What do you say? If I was asked that, what is this Masnavi all about? I would say, this Masnavi looked to be the sword of the Haqq to me. It looked the shining of the light of the path. Translated to Arabic. Ah, you don't need that translation. Is Hisam al-Din? Is the name of the guy. So he's using the name of the guy to give you the hint. It's not the guy. He says, my book is this. He believed that his book is, do you remember in book one he said, do not come in the war if you have a wooden sword. You have to do it sharply, and this is not something easy to do. This book is doing it for you, isn't it? Dividing this and that. And doing it for what? To shine a light in the path that we want to travel, right? So this is the name of the guy at the same time, and he is using it and reusing it and reusing it. Why? Because it's the best stuff. He is creating a story for the name of Hisam al-Din. Right from the beginning, here, and you will see it up to the end. When he says, you Hisam al-Din, to me means, Rumi saying, you, my beloved Masnavi book. Because this book, to him, is that. Here he's talking to the book. And he said, oh, your book, you are pulling it somewhere that is not visible. Of course, for the blind, stupid people, the clever ones, they know. The effort we do here is visible, but you could be confused. Anyhow, if you don't believe in this, okay, this is a story. But we are trying to put light in the path. This is a story that we started, and this is the part of the story which was not finished in the book 3. This is why the book 4 is here, to complete it. And it's not that over there it didn't finish and it will finish here. He doesn't talk like that. He says, over there, it didn't finish, so in the fourth one, organize it. This is how he plays with the words here, that this is the story that didn't finish over there, now organize it in book 4. So altogether means what? It means, oh, this book of me, this book has a magic in it, which is your effort. If you put your effort and you do what we are talking here, then this is a good book. Your good, willing, and effort, which is the first degree, is pulling it God knows where. Somehow, the neck of this Masnavi is being pulled, and this being pulled and transformed is visible, but the doer is invisible. You are the beginning of this book. If it's going to be another one, it's up to you. God wants it to be like this, but remember, you want to completely belong to the God. And this is a process that will make it both sides somehow. Anyhow, the main thing that this book is talking about is bowing. is becoming humble. And this humbleness that I'm trying to teach you in this book could get you closer, closer, closer to Hajj. And going to Hajj, I don't mean physically going to the house. Where is the house? Heart. Over there. And you have to be a real strong hero to do that, to look at your heart. Because when you look at the heart, it's a matter of light. Do you remember I said? Your vision, you have eyeglasses, change it, have a good one. Because a good one will let the light pass. You will learn. This is the light. This is the light of the message. This is more important than the message. Because message is coming from someone and will be handed to you. Here, the message should be produced in you, boiled out of yourself. This is what we want to do here, to make that light complete. And all the cheaters, they don't like our stuff. Why? Because we will declare their cheating, and we'll see it, and we'll make it obvious, so they don't like this one. Remember, there are enemies of this book. Do you remember I talk about that peasant, that silly leader, blah, 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 all of that? Remember, all of that exists, but here we are talking about this light, which is going to start to be different in the book fourth. Because now we want to talk about the higher level of this travel. Did we talk about this travel? I believe in the beginning of book two, he said, this Samadin was going Mi'raj Haqayiq, the highest level of the truth and stuff. He was going there, but there was no flower in this book. Here, I said, this is another trip. This is not like that. From that, you have to come back. Here, you have to go beyond the fourth level of knowledge. Because these four levels are flyable. Right? The guy flew. At the fourth level, he stopped because the sun will burn your wings. Means what? Where is your wing? Do you remember when we talked about that bird in my brain? And we said, thinking is flying. Yeah, we say, oh yes, but with it you could fly half the way. The light when it comes, the wing of your flying birds will burn out. You cannot fly. You have to walk. There you are the human being. This is that book. And the light is in here. If somebody will call it a story, okay, it's a story. But if you see it, this is that tool that you need. It's the water. It's the knowledge. Right from the beginning we said, you are the animal with a little pot of water in you. That's what it is. Looking for the water. Going to the Khalif, asking for water. He will show you the river. That water, we talked about it. That water has two sides. It is water for the believer and it's blood for the arrogant fellow. That's all. Let's start the ending of that story. So look at the second paragraph. What is that all saying at the beginning? Reminding you what was happening, right? Okay. So for the next time, you have to read a lot. Please, at least 20 pages of the book, read it to know how the second book is beginning and how different it is.